Before we go weiter, just liten revach be parsha la parsha again. Daf chav is a digression. Daf chav aleph is shaynemol a digression. Daf chav beis is mamish agadot that's oimid rumei shal oyla mamish. So before we go on a three daf hiatus from the sugyas here masechta soita, I think it's kedai to speak out one hafla. It's a nifla diga hafla, and it's negay a little bit today's daf, a little bit yesterday's daf, a little bit the daf before. It's really high level negay a lot of the inyonim here that we've been learning in masechta soita. Yesterday, we mentioned the Kushya Tzuma that Rabbi Yosef Engel heard that motivated him to write a sefer called Gvura Shmoinim, to say 80 terutzim to this Kushya Tzuma. What was the kasha? The kasha was that according to Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yosef, who holds Masechta Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, Shomati Shahabayla Mefaglim, L'chur, there's an Eitzah for every Soita that's guilty to be confident, drink from the Mei Soita, knowing good and well that nothing's going to happen to her. How is that? While the Kohen is doing the Avodas HaMincha, she'll have a Machsheves Pigel. If she has a Machsheves Pigel, it's going to render the Mincha unfit. If that's the case, the Mincha will not have the ability to do what it's supposed to do, which is be a Maskeres Oven. If the Mincha is not going to be Mevara the Oven, she can drink from the Mei Soita from today till tomorrow, nothing is going to happen to her, and as a result, she's going to go scot-free. Nothing's going to happen. And if that's the case, there seems to be such an obvious loophole in the parish of the Mei Soita, it can't be. Rabbi Yosef Engel said he heard this Kushi Atzuma, and he wrote 80 terutzim to this Kasha. Now yesterday, we discuss the rest of the story, and that is, it seems that the mechaber of this Kushi Atzuma was Reb Chaim Berlin. The Steichemed, in a letter that he received from Reb Shlomo HaKoyim in Vilna, discussed this Kasha, and he brings this Kasha, b'shem Reb Chaim Berlin. Either way, we mentioned the Teretz yesterday that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, that Reb Shlomo HaKoyim wrote to the Steichemed when he saw this kasha. I failed to mention yesterday that that teretz is one of Rabbi Yosef Engel's 80 terutzim. It's the fourth teretz that Rabbi Yosef Engel said, but that was all yesterday's rate. But me inyan le inyan ba'osa inyan. And that is that the woman has a lot of control to an extent to come up with a tachbula and an eitzah for the main marim, not to shat her, not to affect her in any negative way, by disqualifying the karban mincha. The hafla in Parshas Nasa, this is in the parish of the Soita. So he's talking through a lot of the interesting halachas that you find regarding the Soita. The first halach he discusses is, why isn't it that the husband was the one that brought the karban mincha? The chur, it's her karban, even though one of Rabbi Yosef Engel's 80 terutzim is that it could be he's the bala karban. But that's not the pashup shot. She does the tenufa, like we mentioned yesterday, and really it's her karban. Yet the Torah says, vehevi es karbano aleh, that really he's supposed to bring the karban on her behalf. And the question is why? Why is he the one that's bringing the carbon on her behalf? Another inyan that the Hafla discusses in this piece is the pasuk says lo yitzay goleo shem, that there was no oil in the minchas soite. The question is why? Why is there no oil in the minchas soite? The minchas choite, we know the Gemara said that the reason there was no oil is shelo yehi karbanim mehuder. But what about the minchas soite? Well, that sounds like maybe it's the same reason. But why is there no oil in the minchas soite? Another inyan that the Hafla discusses in this piece is that the woman had a drink from the Mei Soita. But the Torah says twice, the hishka, the acher yashka, that who is the one that, how was it that she drank? The Kohen was the one that forced her to drink. And the question is, why is the Kohen forcing her to drink? Why can't she just take the cup, the way you drink a kais of anything, and just drink it? Why is the Kohen somehow forcing her? Another thing that the Hafla discusses is, why was the kais a kli cheres? Why did it have to be made out of earthenware? So listen to the oinus of the Hafla. Says the Hafla, the Pshat says, the Kohanim had to make sure that every part of this process was going to be done properly. Because to the extent that it wasn't going to be done properly, then the Mayim wouldn't be Baidik. And if the Mayim is not Baidik, then this is all a joke. It's all a chukah betulah. And as a result, the Torah already put certain safeguards in place to make sure it's going to play itself out properly. So the first thing is that who brought the carbon? It was the man that brought the carbon. You know why? Because if she's the one that brought the carbon, there was an eitzah. She can say, I'm making this soilus, I'm making this sa'irim, I want this to be a carbon mincha, but really the mincha wouldn't be chal, and nobody would even know. How would you do that? Let's buy the mincha in front of her. Let's have her be makdishit, so you're going to know for sure it's Sairam. The Eitzah is that she can make it kachay bedek habayis, before she's makdish it as a mincha. If it's chal already hektish, kachib et ha-gavayis, amir l'gvayin kimsir l'hadid, it's not hers anymore, eina the makdish tovah shein ishaloi, it's going to come out the hektish is not chal. If you bring a carbon mincha, which is kachib et ha-gavayis, it's nishkei mincha, and as a result, it's not going to be maskeres oven. So there's a little bit of an eitzah over here. And because there's a little bit of an eitzah, so this is a trick that she would have. So the first thing we say is, you don't bring the mincha. The husband's going to be the one that's going to bring the mincha. So she has no control over being makdishit. The habeas karbana olel, he's the one that's going to bring it. And as a result, she can't make a kachet b'dekavayis before she makes it into a proper carbon mincha. And therefore, you're going to prevent that from happening. The Torah said, lo yitzak olel shemen. You know why? Because Avin Eitza says the hafla for this woman. If she wants to get out, she doesn't have to have a machshavas pigul. She never had to learn the kachem sugyas. This is even a more simple etza. She'd have to learn tyrus. And that is, let her walk into the Beis HaMikdash as a nida. She'll wait until she's a nida. Or, even simpler, let her become a tamei meis. Come in contact with a meis. If she would be a nida, if she would be a tamei meis, she's going to have to hold the klicheres. There's a mitzvah of tenufa. When she's going to hold the klicheres, she'll be metama the mincha. How will she be metama the mincha? A nida's metama b'masa. So by carrying, even though she never touched the mincha, but by carrying the klichores that has the mincha inside of it, betumas masa, she's going to end up being metama the mincha. Or in the case of a tamei meis, she touches the klichores, which is touching the mincha. Tome Meis is an avatoma. It makes the klishares a rishon latoma, which is going to make the mincha into a sheni latoma. And as a result, you're going to be metama. What's the eitzah? Lo yitein ala shemen. Don't put any oil in it. If you don't put any oil, it's never mukhshal kabel tuma. The only time oichlim becomes tuma is if it's mukhshal kabel tuma. And being that it's not mukhshal kabel tuma like this, you're not going to have a problem. Says Dafla, and don't tell me you know sugis and shas from the sugi of Chanina Skanakayanim of Chibas HaKodesh. Well, what's the halach of Chibas HaKodesh? That when it comes to kachim, it doesn't have to be mukhshal kabel tuma in order to become tuma, because Chibas HaKodesh is machsharta. That's a dinder abonon. And being that it's a dinder abonon, so on a derais level, there's no such thing as Chibas HaKodesh. So the eitz is lo yitin ala shemen. If there's going to be no shemen, you're not going to have this problem. Why did the Kohen have to be the one to be mashgeher? Why couldn't she just drink it by herself? It's very simple, because if she's going to pick up the Kli Cheres now to drink by herself, then it's possible that she'll be metama the Mayim before she drinks the Mayim. And the Torah says that the Mayim were Mayim Kedoshim. And Mayim Kedoshim says that flaw means that they couldn't be Tomei. And if the Mayim itself couldn't be Tomei, so you have to make sure that she'll never be Metamet. So what are you going to do? What you're going to do is that you're going to take the water, the Kohen is, it's going to mamish pour it down her throat. Now it's true, when it comes inside her mouth, at that point it's coming in contact with her guf. But that's already Beis HaStarim. Need the Memalefam and Beis HaStarim is Loi Metamet. So at that point you're not going to have an issue. The only thing that maybe you have to worry about is mamish while she's drinking it. At the end of the day, the cup, the klicheres, is going to make contact with her svasayim, with her lips. So you're going to put it on her lips. There's going to be a little bit of tum. The eight says you use a klicheres. If you use a klicheres is only metame mitoichoi. It's not metame migaboy. Kol hashev esoichoi yitmo. Zokta haflot. Like this, you can work out all the eights. It's dvarim neflot. This is what haflot says. So the reason, all these different nuances to us, yeah, it's all chukim, it's all gzeres akasivs, it's not. And you don't even have to learn the Rambam and the Meir Nevoichim in order to understand this. So this is all pasha. Learn the sugis of Tyrus, and as a result, there's a loophole. So there's a kachem loophole. That was the Kushi Atzuma for Reb Chaim Berlin that Reb Yosef Engel wrote to save the Gvura Shemayim for. And then there's a whole bunch of different Tyrus loopholes as well in order to happen. And that's understanding all the chukim over here, understanding all the different halachas. So I'll just tell you one beautiful haysafa that I saw. There's a tshuva from Meir Shapiro. This is in Shailos Tshuvas Oira Meir. It's Simin Chof Tes. It's interesting. When we learned Masechtas Nazir, we spoke at a beautiful tshuva about the Nazirus of Shmuel. In Shailos Tshuvas Oira Meir, Simin Lamed. This is Simin Chof Tes, Al Derech, Lama Nismach, Parshas Soita, La Parshas Nazir. But Al Kapanim, this is Simin Chof Tes in Shailos Tshuvas Oira Meir. So the Shoyol asked Rav Meir Shapiro the following question. His question was that he was learning the Ponim Yafis. This week, Parshas HaShavua, it was Parshas Nasai. And he came across this Nifla Diga Hafla, where the Hafla explained all bunch of different chukim that you see in the Parsha of the Soita, as it relates to trying to prevent the woman from coming up with some lumdis of how she was going to make the Mayim not to be Boidiker. And one of the things that the Hafla said was, Lo Yitein Olea Shemen. Why? Because you don't want that the mincha should be mukshal lekabel tuma. I chibas hakodesh. That's only a din rabbanon. Anyways, we don't want it to be mukshal lekabel tuma. So like this, she won't be able to walk into the azara, which she's not allowed to do, but she might do it anyways as a nidur, as a tummy mace, and be metama the karmer mincha. So the shayla asks from Meir Shapiro. The halacha is that a mincha chareva, which is a mincha that has no shemen, such as a mincha saita, even though it was chareva mi shemen, but it wasn't chareva mi mayim. There was some water inside. And because there was water inside, so he said, I'm not sure what the hafla fadin. At the end of the day, there's going to be mayim inside the mincha. So if there's going to be mayim, mayim is one of the mashkin that's machsher. And if it's one of the mayim that's going to be machsher, so as a result, you're going to end up having a problem. So said Ramey Shapiro, we like to speak this out in the Chabura, that we forget sometimes what a goyin Ramey Shapiro was. So this is Ramey Shapiro's answer. He said, I have a little bit of an etza. The etza is as follows. He says that the rash, in two places, in Perik Yodal Mishnah Aleph and Masechtes Negoim, and in Perik Ches Mishnah Tes in Masechtes Poro, says that the mayim that was used for the Mitzayra and the mayim that was used for the Poro Aduma could not be poshrin, couldn't be warm water, like lukewarm water. Why couldn't it be lukewarm water? So he says that the reason is because the Torah says mayim, and if the mayim is poshrim, it's not called mayim. It's called mayim poshrim. It's what we know as, it has a shem levoy. And if it has a shem levoy, it's going to be pasul. So again, the Mishnah says in the Gaon Perek Yudal Mishnah Aleph, mayim poshrim is pasul for Torah Sametzor. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Parah Perek Ches Mishnah Tes, that mayim poshrim is pasul meichata. Zok the Rash in his pirish on the two Mishnayos, that what's the reason? The Rash is Chiddush. He says the reason is because to the extent that it's poshrin, then it has a shem levoy. It can't have a shem levoy. Torah says mayim, mayim chayim. It can't have a shem levoy. Mayim poshrin is considered the shem levoy. So says Ramey Shapiro, there's a Torah's koyanim in Parsha Shmini, where the Torah's koyanim says, quote, listen, Tanya, yochel afilo meitutim v'rimoinim, v'shar mei peiris, machshu l'kabal tumo. We know that mayim is machshu l'kabal tumo. What about meitutim? So that's water that comes from berries, or meiri moinim, it comes from pomegranates. Is that machshel lekabel tuma? Tamudoy me mayim. Ma mayim yuchad v'shem lehem shem levoy. Moitzani es meitutim das meiri moinim. V'shar minei peiros sheyesh lehem shem levoy. So orange juice is not machshel lekabel tuma. Why? Because it has a shem levoy. It's not water, it's not juice, it's orange juice. And as a result, it's not going to be machshel lekabel tuma. So it says Ramey Shapiro. V'arei mishlo shlei mishaninu b'mesachtes menoches daf nun heim ad aleph. So he said it's not a kasha. Why? Because what was the mayim that was used to Mishnah Masechtas Menachos Daf Nun Hey? It was mayim poishrim. And mayim poishrim, the Mishnah says, Perik Yidal Masechtas Degon, Perik Ches Masechtas Parah. It was possible for use for Mei Mitzayra and for the Meichatas. What's the reason? Says the Rash, because it has a shem levoy. And the Torah's Koinim says in Parash Shmini that if it has a shem levoy, it's not Machshel Lekabel Tomo. So he says, if that's the case, Kol Sheesh Hashem Levoy, Hakanu Lein Machshir Vim Kein Shaper Nichad Min Chasaita Lehuch Shai Dei Amayim Vedoik. So he says, that's not going to be a problem. This is Mamish Goines. A Torah's Koinim, a Parash Shmini, a Rash Masechtas Negom, a Rash Masechtas Parah, a Mishnah Masechtas Menachas, Daphne Heim and Aleph, to be Miyashiv, this Shoyos, Geshmak and Kasha, on the Ponim Yafis, either way.